I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine Update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here today.
We're also joined by Hillary McClure, our multimedia director. Hillary, thanks so much for joining.
Hi, so happy to be here. So fun to be with you both.
I know, it's like you're usually the host and now we're bringing you on as a little bit of a guest, but really we're all kind of, you know, here just to talk about some stuff. So, you know, Hillary, why don't you start us off? I mean, you've been a host with us for a really long time now. I mean, at least it feels that way because of the just massive amount of podcasting you've been doing. Do you think at this point, though, a lot of people that have, you know, come back or that are coming to you for the first time even, do you think they know who you are?
I don't know. Honestly, that's such a great question, Paul. Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, sometimes I will get messages from folks on LinkedIn or Twitter, what have you. And I'm always, it sounds ridiculous, but like humbled truly because I've been doing this for so long, but it is interesting. We have such a great audience and people love our show and the content that we put out and, the interviews, the folks we get. So, it's just awesome, but I have no concept of that, honestly. I have been doing this for a while now, which is crazy to say, and have turned out just so many different interviews across the spectrum, you know, as far as like victims of cybercrimes to billionaire philanthropists to, you know, CISOs for Fortune 500 companies. It's been really rewarding and amazing to speak with such an incredible cross-section of folks who interact with cybersecurity on a daily basis or just have, we all have digital identities online. So they, you know, speaking with folks in that way as well has been really fascinating.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is that, you know, I was here when you first were joining us. And I remember very distinctly, actually, and Steve, this is where I want you to chime in a little bit, because I remember Hillary joined and, you know, I really didn't interact with her at all because Hillary, you were just going to be, you know, write some articles, maybe do some marketing or other things. But, you know, Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about the origin? Because I think it's pretty interesting how Hillary ended up as a podcast host.
Sure. So first off, Hillary joined us as a very, very important, you know, full-time hire. She came on as multimedia director, which meant she was going to spearhead several initiatives for us having to do with video, with podcasting, with our written material. And very early on, I think it might have been just a few weeks in, Hillary joined us for a podcast. And I was chatting with her. I was the host before the podcast started. She was sitting in silent mode. And afterwards, I remember saying to you, I think it was just you and I in here, Paul, wow, she has a great voice.
Yeah.
And I was already impressed because Hillary was assimilating to cybersecurity so quickly. I guess she was, you know, off, you know, studying material. I don't know how, you know, what she was doing.
Were you reading after hours, Hillary?
But I could tell just in conversations I was having with her that she really, you know, was ramping up very quickly. And it felt like she just had to be on the airwaves. People had to hear her voice. I thought she'd be a great host. And here we are, I don't know how many, you know, podcast episodes later.
Hundreds, yeah.
I mean, and she's just been great. And by the way, Hillary, I may have mentioned this to you before, but people are very, very aware of you. I get people pinging me, CISOs, a lot of guests, and they'll always mention your name and say, hey, you know, I'd like to come on for an interview with Hillary.
That's so wild. I mean, that's wonderful to hear, but it's so foreign, but it's great. It's very great to hear that.
Well, Hillary, during that time, you know, and I don't know if it was just, you know, you were just starting with us, so new job, sometimes things go by in a blur, but did you come on with us and were you kind of like, uh-oh, now I have to be a podcast host, or were you excited? Because I know you had a background in marketing, so I don't know if that played into any of it. Maybe that gave you some, I don't know, some fuel for being a host.
Yeah, so it's funny. I mean, we could go way back. The superlative that I was awarded in high school was most talkative. And that at the time felt like an insult because I didn't pay attention in class. I was always goofing off or what. I mean, I did well in school, but still, I like to talk. But yeah, I mean, my background, I spent 10 years in advertising and marketing, and I worked on a whole variety of different accounts, and many were for very large 1800 Tequila, Proximo Spirits, or Welch's, Purdue Chicken, 3M, Walmart, all these different large corporations, but then also smaller ones too. And you just really learn how to speak to people because no matter the budget, the person that you're working with, and I was a director of client strategy in those different roles, you know, no matter the budget, you're speaking with people about how they're going to spend their money. And you're also, you need to also then speak to the consumer. So you learn how to speak to all these different subsets of people. So I think that, and I was very much the communicator as the project manager and the client relationship steward. So I think that those skills that I learned through lots of trial and error in that decade or so, equipped me nicely to have conversations with people, because that's really what a business meeting is, right? It's a conversation, but you also need to show up to that meeting informed. You need to do your due diligence. You need to understand their business. You need to do your research. And that's the aspect of, you know, in joking, like burning the midnight oil, researching, but it's true, like whomever I would be assigned to be speaking with, which was super intimidating. I mean, if you went back to listen to that first podcast about Boston cybersecurity companies between Steve and myself, I'm going to sound very different, honestly, than I probably sound now. I'm a little more relaxed now, but you know, I brought that to the conversations of like, okay, who is this person? What do they do? And I really wanted to not that I'm the expert, but to know a lot about them so that they could help them feel comfortable and feel like they could open up and share their thoughts, their findings, what have you, their experiences with us on the show.
Well, I think maybe what a lot of listeners don't know, Hillary, is that not only are you the voice for the majority of our podcast, but also you work a lot behind the scenes too. So there's a lot of stuff that most people probably don't know that you do. So, but before we get to that, Steve, I just wanted to ask you, starting with the podcasting process here at Cybercrime Magazine, what does that look like before any info or anything goes to Hillary?
Well, we do a lot of guest reach out and guest response. So we have inbound inquiries. People, you know, listen to the podcast. We have CISOs, we have CEOs of cybersecurity companies. We have, you know, all kinds of interesting personalities who are in our field and even outside of the field who would like to come on. So there is a vetting process where, you know, we'll have an upfront conversation depending upon who they are. It's pretty streamlined. And then we also do research. We are reaching out to people who we've seen in articles, and they could be anything from cyber criminals, or actually we don't bring cyber criminals on, so I should say ex-cyber criminals, and white hat hackers, and, you know, just a garden variety of people who we find interesting. And once they agree to come on, to tell you the truth, we don't really do too much so that it's natural, so that, you know, we just bring them on without giving them too much preparation. And once they're booked, then it's Hillary. In many cases, she's our lead host, but we do have some other guest hosts. They just go online. Now, I don't want to speak for Hillary because I'm sure she does some things on her own as mm-hmm. part of the process. But that's the vetting process to bring the guests on.
Well, Hillary, how about you? From your perspective, what does it look like?
Yeah, so once I am, you know, CC'd or what have you with a guest that Steve introduces me to, I just start to, you know, I'll go to their LinkedIn, look at their history, what they've done, what kind of led to their path in cyber. But that's also a question I always like to ask of guests, what your path is, or you know, what brought you here. But I'll do some research on, you know, depends on the nature of the podcast, to Steve's point, where they fall, but just background on them, background on whom they work for or what they do in their line of work, so I can better understand how to ask them those questions. That's really the synopsis of my research. And from there, I start to frame out a script. Every script is different. I do have some, I guess we could call boilerplate questions that I like to ask everyone, because it's always interesting to hear the different responses that we get, because everyone runs the gamut. But then from there, just really, you know, isolating what do I want the angle to be for the conversation? What do I think they're going to be most knowledgeable and equipped to speak about, and what also serves our audience and our listeners the best?
Well, how about, you know, Hillary, some of your favorite podcasts? I mean, you've done a lot, so you don't have to pick your absolute ultimate favorite, but you know, just do you have like a highlight that comes to mind, you know, when people ask you, oh, you know, do any interesting podcasts lately? You know, has anything come to the top of your mind?
Yeah, there are a couple. So I just did a really fun episode with Craig Newmark. I've spoken with Craig Newmark a couple of times. Craig founded Craigslist, just for anyone who may be unaware. And Craig and I both share a love of birds. It was fun on this latest episode to just quickly, I mean, obviously that's not necessarily cybersecurity related, but it was fun to catch up with him on that and just hear about what birds he's been seeing. But it's also always great to speak to Craig because Craig Newmark philanthropy is always donating just to incredible causes. And so it's always wonderful hearing from him, what he's up to. And another episode that comes to mind for me is one with Philippe Christodoulou, who he lost his life savings, which was in Bitcoin, because he had downloaded a fake app for Bitcoin wallet on his phone. And that conversation, I expected that conversation to go maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, you know, because sometimes people are embarrassed or they feel ashamed, which they shouldn't feel any of those negative feelings, but it's natural. They feel that way. So they kind of just want to like get it over with. They're like, yeah, this happened to me and that's it. But Philippe really opened up in the conversation and we ended up talking, I want to say over half an hour, maybe even shy of 45 minutes. And he, you know, he had this terrible experience. He's a private business owner as well. But he really wanted to help raise awareness for other people because he was like, you know what happened to me? It is what it is. It was terrible, but I know it's just still happening to other people and it breaks my heart. And so that was a really rewarding conversation to have. And any conversation that I have with someone who's been a victim of a cybercrime, always kind of, not to say it's a favorite of mine to hear that terrible thing that happened to them, but it always kind of gets that special place in my heart.
Yeah, you're very happy that they're coming on and willing to share and talk about it. Yeah. Not necessarily that anything happened to them.
Right, of course.
I mean, do you notice any trends? I mean, again, because you're interviewing people on a few different sides. We're interviewing cybersecurity experts. We're interviewing people who are doing, you know, philanthropy work in cybersecurity, like you mentioned, Craig Newmark. And then we're interviewing some, again, it's, you know, people that have been victims of cybercrime one way or the other. But, you know, with all that said, in the mix, are you noticing any particular trends or is there anything, you know, do you notice a common theme or something that, I don't know, because you are able to ask all these people so many different questions?
Yeah, there's definitely a few themes. And one, you know, ransomware, that wouldn't be a surprise to anyone, of course. But that's definitely a theme of conversation with a lot of my guests is what's going on with ransomware right now. And especially ransomware as a service, the evolution of ransomware has been really interesting to witness even during my time with Cybercrime Magazine, because it has evolved so rapidly. But in addition to that, I would say digital identities has become a hot topic for folks and what that means. Like I just actually interviewed someone in this episode is not live yet, but I just interviewed Flynn Adams, who is a co-founder of a company called IntelliCore. And they have a service called TRIP, which is Threat Resolution and Incident Preservation. It's a platform. And they're helping people define boundaries within their social media, in their digital identities, because it's just, it's really gone off the rails and it's hard for people to wrap their arms around. So that's a theme. And then another theme is connected devices, smart home devices, Internet of Things. That's a big one too, is, you know, certain perhaps bug bounty hunters or consumer reports and just, you know, individuals are finding all these different vulnerabilities in smart devices that we have everywhere, including, you know, doorbell security systems and what type of access those have to our personal data and or just perhaps footage of us in our natural environment, our homes or what have you. Or so I think those are the big three that come top of mind for me. It could be just based on conversations I've had today, this past week too, but those are some really interesting ones that people have a lot of passion around.
Well, you know, I want to throw one more thing to the two of you. You know, I always like to look ahead a little bit when we have you know, a nice group on a podcast. What do we have coming down? You know, do we have anything on Simmer maybe that's a little bit lower? It's going to take a while to before it actually, you know, gets released, or do we have some things kind of actively in the pipeline? I mean, you know, you guys, but the two of you pull a lot of weight in terms of the podcasting. So, and even funneling a lot of content to the radio. So what do we have coming?
I mean, I think just talking about some of the guests we've had gives people, you know, a view, insight into, you know, more to come. You know, just listening to Hillary talking about, you know, some of her favorite episodes, it made me think about probably my favorite. There's a bug bounty hunter, Sam Curry, and I remember reading about him in 2018. And at the time, as a side hustle, if you will, he was doing this on the side. He earned $100,000 as an ethical white hat hacker. So what he was doing was legal, wasn't very popular at the time. It's still something that's emerging. And I'd remember people like that and always think, wow, you know, that's someone I'd really like to talk to. But at the time, we weren't podcasting. There wasn't a reason to get in touch with people. But you remember, you know, this cast of characters. And now it's great for us to have the production capability we do, to have Hillary, and to be in a position where we could reach out. And he was one of the people we reached to. And it was a great interview. Now, I guess he's 21. And he's working with Apple and some major brands. And Hillary, you know, did such a great interview with him because it's not just, well, what are you doing technically? And, you know, what is, you know, bug bounty hunting? And of course, that's all interesting. But she humanizes the conversation. And she really, you know, got Sam to talk about himself and what he hopes to do in the future. So, you know, it's just those types of interviews that we want to do more and more of.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to note that, you know, for anyone listening, if you do want to get in touch, please do. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, that's why we put out a lot of the content that we do. And of course, we're always looking, Steve, as you mentioned. But yeah, you know, thank you both so much for joining and just giving us a little bit of insight behind the scenes, because I think, again, a lot of people hear us. You know, Steve, you're on the radio and on the podcast. Hillary, you're on the podcast and on the radio. So I think a lot of people hear you, but maybe don't know some of these behind the scenes elements.
Well, thank you for having us, Paul. And, you know, I can say today, and I'll say this, you know, anytime you ask me, I guess it gets to, you know, your question that maybe we didn't completely answer about, you know, what's to come.
What, you know,
Hillary has a great guest coming on this week. So, you know, I don't need to say who it is, but I could say that every week. And,
okay. You
know, just tune in and, you know, you'll hear her interviewing more and more interesting people.
That's amazing. Well, Hillary, Steve, thank you both so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thank you so much.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To follow all of our media, head over to cybercrimemagazine.com.